I guess also the issue, and I was talking to Alan Vanook yesterday, you know, about the trials that are ongoing right now that are using these agents. Are the eligibility going to have to be revised?
Some of the trials have done that, as was communicated also at this meeting. In some of the trials, like some of the trials in first line and second line of chemo, FOLFOX plus or minus panitumab in first line, and then the second line trial also, chemo plus or minus panitumab, there was a protocol amendment. Sample size has been recalculated in order to meet potential benefit in the group of patients with the wild-type KRAS. So the trials have been amended, yes.
Has this been looked at in other tumors, for example, head and neck?
To my knowledge, I am not aware of any data in head and neck where it has been looked at.
Do you think it should be?
I think there is a good reason to do that.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, there is a good reason to do that. But I'm not treating myself head and neck cancers, but I don't see a reason why these physicians or people who have done these trials should not look at it.
I mean, you know, it's nice to have people be able to avoid a therapy that's not going to work.
Yeah, sure.
You know, say HER2, ER, same thing.
Yeah, yeah.